The conference will now begin.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We're off the Perek Tes in Da'as Midas Echa from the Bilvavi, from Rav Schwartz. And we're going to be talking about a midah that is also, of course, a se'if, an outgrowth of the Yesod of Ofar, which is what this entire se'if is about. And even though on the surface, and when we first hear this word, we recoil, because achzarius in English is translated as cruelty, and we're not choshes ourselves, God forbid, for this midah of achzarius. Nevertheless, it's the time for bedikas chametz and beer chametz, and we're trying to check the chorim of the stakim and all the little cracks and all the little spaces in ourselves, in our lives, for traces of chametz. And achzarius, on a deeper level of what it means, is something that it's a chametz that's around, and we have to first be able to identify the chametz. We're not right now. It's a chametz she'eini yadua, but it's around, and we have to be able to see it and to identify it and to know that that's what it is. It's achzarius, and we have to fight against it with whatever whatever crisis we have, which we're going to learn about. So let's learn. Okay, we're on page Kuchav Zayin. Hamida Bob Yisayda Ofa Shehi Snif Meha Azus, the subdivision in the world of Ofar of Azus that we've been learning about the past couple of Shiurim, Zuha Achzarius is Achzarius. We'll try not to use any more the English of cruelty because it's not entirely accurate, but we all know what the word achzarius means. So we'll just stick with the original. Afhi ba min nekudas kaishi. Achzarius also comes from this nekuda of the harshness, the hardness of Ofar. As we'll see, it also has the fire of Eish, but it's essentially an Ofardic midah. Ha'azus atzma k'meshes karnam. Azus, as we learned, shasha b'havchanas ha'mamzer. We learned that the word mamzer is miloshen mumzar. Miloshen mumzar is a type of blemish in the world where a person is simply foreign and outside, doesn't belong. Mumzar. There's a mum, something that has taken this person, some damage that has taken this person beyond the parameters of what is acceptable. It's zar, it's strange. As we learned, like the lashon of avodah zar is something that's outside, that's foreign, that doesn't belong. In the case of a mamzer, we understand what that means. Vashlav haba, hakosha yoyisa shaba, zumidas achzaris. Again, we see the word zar. Like in the word mamzer, we see in the word achzaris, the Zayin Reish, Zar, which is in certain ways the next Shlav, something even harsher than the Mid of the the Azus of the Mamza. Shagamba Ramus Inyan Hazarus. So here too in the word Achzarius there's that hint of something which is Zar. Doesn't just not fitting in, not belonging, not connecting, strange, outside. Shekein achzar, kanoida humiloshen achzar. Now the ches and the chaf are interchangeable. To understand the panemius of this word achzar, so achzar with the chaf, to making the two words achzar means only zar ach. But when the end of chaf and the ches are exchanged, so then it comes out to be ach, which is a brother, zar. These are two opposites. Hepecha ach, miloshen achva, The word ach, a brother, is from the Lashon of achva. Achva means to be connected. It means love. It means a deep connection. So, ach and zar are two opposites. Where ach means connection, chibur, and so on. Zar means detachment and strange and foreign. So, azas yitchunis nefesh b'adam. Achvadayin in a pearl mamish machmosa. Now, azas is a certain tchunis anefesh. It's a certain attitude. It's a certain meter. But the person hasn't yet gotten to the stage where he's actually carrying certain things out. It's a certain tchunis, a certain characteristic. Oz meyis ponim b'fnei chaveyo. So he has an azas ponim. He's a mechutzav. Who kaifer, and so on. As we learn, he'll deny, even though something is obvious, he'll go against the whole world. I will all pile pullers, but he's not carrying out some particular action. He's not doing something. It's an attitude. It's a way of rejecting. But ha'achzarius, cruelty, again, I'll stay away from English. Ha'achzarius, l'umazayis, melida k'rch shal p'ula, mikarch oisei k'rshi shal ha'azis. Now here, the azus, in the case of an achzori, the azus becomes a way of life. Not just something in the personality or an attitude, but it becomes something that the person does. He's acting out in certain ways. L'chein ha'achzarius michad, shorosh b'yisod ha'ofar. Therefore, on the one hand, the shorosh of achzarius is in the yisod of ofar, she'inyono kor v'yayvesh, because the inyan is cold and dry. Which are the shorosh kakoshi agama, which is the harshness that comes from ofar. And achzarius, the shorosh of achzarius is the ofar, which means to be cold and dry. Ava mi'idach, which is self-explanatory. Ava mi'idach achzarius mitzuref es gam yisad ha'esh. But on the other hand, achzarius can be something which is manifested in something very fiery and very passionate. Not just the cold and dry, like a heartlessness and a coldness, and being distant, but rather, it's also mitzurefes the yisayd ha'esh, and fire is shulcham v'yavesh, it's hot and dry. Hayavesh shabai moilid kaishi, the dryness which is ofar is the kaishi, is that sharpness. Hachamimus shabo. But the passion of achzarius, the fire of achzarius, is merlida pula, causes the person to act out in ways that are achzari. Koach hapula shebachzarius yesh banitzayt misayt ha'esh. So we have a very dangerous combination: the sharpness, the dryness, the emptiness of ofar, but with the chamimus, with the fire and the passion of the side of Eish. Where now the person is not just that he has a midah of chutzpah of azus, but he's carrying out things passionately that are achzorim. L'chein the sefer Mishlei. Therefore, we see that in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech speaks of Achzarius in the same breath as rage, as anger. Achzarius, Achzarius, Chema v'shetef af, outpouring of anger, of wrath. And who could stand before this kina? Now, since the active manifestation of Achzarius comes from fire, and it's essentially often cold, or not cold, dry and sharp, but it's carried out with a fire, and that's Eish. But the real underlying power the energy, the shorish of achzari is ofer, but it's carried out in a way of fire. Al pasuk b'sefer Iyov says in pasuk Asher kumtu v'lay eis nahar yutzak yisoidam. In English, who were cut down before their time, Asher kumtu v'lo eis, who were cut down before their time, nahar yutzak yisoidam, whose foundation was swept away by a river. Again, who were cut down before their time, and whose foundation was swept away by a river. On this pasuk, Darsha Chazal, the Gemara Chagiga, Tanya, Amar Rebbe Shimon HaChassid, Elu Chama Yeis V'Shivim V'Arba Dairis, you all know that there were 974 years before this world was created, Shekumtu Lihibaros, that 974 generations that were cut down before their time, they weren't created, Hashem preempted and cut them down before their time, meaning before the time of coming into creation. Kedim Shenivaylam, Filay Nivu, they weren't created. Omed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what happened to those 974 generations? Omed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shaslam B'chol Dor V'dor, Hashem took from those 974 generations, and he planted them in each generation. There are chevra from those 974 generations. There are, from each of those generations, there are chevra that are to be found each of the generations of creation. And who are these people? How do we identify them as coming from that time before creation, from those who were cut down before their time, before creation? Who are these people? What's the simon of these people? So they are the mechutzofim of the generation, the aziponim of the generation. Pesh kuf chav ches. Azei haponim shebedor, the azei haponim of the generation, heim elu shebeetzam enim shayochem lo'isedor. They are people who we see beetzam do not really fit into the generation. They come from a different time and place. They're not from now. They're not from this world. They're from something before. And that's why they're strange. And they feel strange. And it comes out in their azas and in their achzarias. So the azay parim shebedor, heim elu shebe'etzem enim shayochem lo'isedor, they really don't belong in the generation. Heim enim etzurof milav, and therefore they're not really able to fit, to join together with, to be metzurof and mechuber to the generation. U'mikarach heim achzarim. Because of this, there is this zarus that could lead to achzarius. Zar, hu hepach shel karav. A stranger, zar, is the opposite of someone who's related to you, who has a relationship, who's close to you. Kol mishal yishayach lema'areches. Anybody who does not fit in, doesn't belong, doesn't have any shayches to a certain ma'areches, to a system, to a mitzias, to a society, to whatever it is. Noilad by mahalach shel achzarius, there could be born within this person a certain mahalach of being cruel, she'enyon azarus, which comes from this feeling of these are not my people. I don't belong with these people. I don't fit with them. They're not my craven. That's how the world feels about us, Jews. That's how the world feels about us, that we are michutz, we are zarim. And I don't need to tell you that that has led to unbelievable achzarias towards us. We even have people in the present Congress of the United States of America who are using Lashonis from Nazi Germany, and they're not even given a patch, and the Jews have always been seen as wandering, as wanderers. We don't fit in. That's what this anti-Semite, this idiot girl, who somehow became a congresswoman in Minnesota because her constituents are idiots like her and anti-Semites like her. So that was exactly her point, that the Jews are ultimately not loyal to the country. This is an Altamaisa. This is where he goes back a long time before. Before she failed her first test in school, that the Jews are not, Jews don't really fit in, Jews don't really belong. Jews are outsiders. We're the permanent outsiders. We're always outside. We're always Zarim. They want us to be Zarim. And because they see us as being Zarim, in other words, they feel towards us as strangers, therefore, Achzarius, they can be cruel towards us. We're not part of their inner circle. So, therefore, we're viewed as being Zarim and Michutz. And that historically has led to different types, different manifestations of Achzarius towards Am Yisrael, Achzarius towards Jews. With a fire. Including the fire of the crematoria, that fire, that unbelievable sinus oilum towards Jews who they see as being outsiders. That's the meaning of what Rav Schwartz is writing, that the Zarus can lead, often leads to Achzarius. Lay some tough kuf ayin dalad dairis. Those 974 generations are Eshayach no darach eretz. We don't know what that means, but it's not now. It's not from now. Loyla dar shahem nem soimbo. They're not part of the generation that we're in. Elisha omad v'shosnak is baruch v'darazet. They were planted in this generation, but they don't really connect. They're sort of artificial implantations that don't really connect, implants that don't really connect. They don't really connect to the generation. And that leads to Achzarius, both on the part of, that leads on the Achzarius, on the part of those who feel that they're outside, who don't really belong, and have other inyanim that are bothering them, and on the part of how others relate to that. But the bottom line is that there's a Zarus, there's a strangeness. What's amazing about us, about Am Yisrael, is that even though we always feel that we're outsiders, that has not led us to becoming people of Achzarim, we remain Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, the most compassionate and kind people in the world. That's amazing. That's a nice. Ha'avana ha'besis yisim kein, sh'achzarius mugiyim yizarus, this basic fundamental understanding that Achzarius is the result of Zarus, of strangeness, of not belonging, of being foreign, of being apart. Shinyana heder chibur, which means a lack of chibur, of attachment and connection. Hayisoid shemagala heder chibur gomu yisoid ha'ofer. The yisoid that, as we learn, that reveals a lack of connection and attachment is the harshness of the ofer. That rock, that boulder, that's by itself. Hachamimus megala chibur. Where there's warmth, where there's heat, then there's attachment. V'achiyus shel haleichus gam ken megala chibur. And the energy, the life of the wetness, of moisture, also binds things together. There's a chibur. But afar is what? Kar v'yavesh. Krius, cold and dry, like a boulder, like a rock. Cold and dry. That's afar. Heim hastira gemura l'chibur. They're the opposite, a complete contradiction to any connection and attachment. Zuya havchana hanikres yisayda ofer shemisham ha'chzarius. This is the type of, or this is the manifestation of ofer that is the source of this terrible mida of achzarius, of cruelty. Kol darba kiyadua nilman mehavchai. If you want to understand something in a deep way, you look at the opposite. The only true light is that which comes out from the darkness. Ein or elamitarcha chayshach. Or comes from chayshach. Meaning from the opposite. This is a wonder. It comes from the opposite. At the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, bringing Golus and Gula, that those, the basic letters of those two words, which they're two opposites, Golus and Gula, but the letters Gimel Lamed are the same. The difference is between the Aleph and the Hey. Aleph is a letter of everything returning, of coming back. Everything comes from the different ends, the different corners and ends, and it comes back to the center. Whereas Hey is a letter of separation and dispersion, a lack of chibur. Aleph, the yud on top and the yud on the bottom, connect to the vav in the middle. So everything is being held together by the vav in the image of the letter aleph. So the yud on top and the yud on the bottom are bound together with the vav. Vav means connection, means chibur, tziruf. So the vav inside the aleph, the slanted vav, connects the yud on top and yud on the bottom, and that's the sharish of the aleph of the word ga'ol, gula, redemption. That's what redemption means, being connected, coming back. Whereas the sharish of the word golus is galo, gimel, lamed, hey. Hey, with the opening, of course, is the letters, it's a dalet, and the little dangling yud is the union of the dalet confis arz, and the open space. That's all about dispersion and golus. In the word gimel lamed hey. But geula, dafka, you learn the end of geula. Mikayach hakaras hagolus, by understanding in the deepest way what golus is, we could understand and connect to geula. And that's why part of the Seder is about golus, and then we go to geula. And there are many explanations for this, like why bring up the misery of a maru as chayim, why bother with the maru and all the tzaras of b'tchilu avdei avadazar, are you ever saying them? We should just get straight to the happy stuff and to the gula and to the eating and to all the good things of Pesach. But the teretz is that gula comes out from galus. Yikar hakaras hagalus. Lin yaneinu b'midas ha'achzarius. As far as what we're learning regarding the midah of achzarius, heipach midas achzarius and midas serachma. The opposite of the midah of achzarius is the midas serachma. Ha heipach shel achzar huzesh merachim. The opposite of the one who is nachzori is the one who is erachmani, who is merachim. The opposite of the achzar is the merachim. In yisoid of offer hasheres achzarius. Now, if the yisoid of offer is the root of achzarius, then Ruach is the Sherish of Midas Harachamim. Yisoid HaOfar, the Yisoid of Ofar is Yavesh V'kar, is dry and cold. Ein Bo Tziruf, nothing connects, nothing is binding, dry and cold like the rock. Lo Mitzad Yavesh, because something that's dry doesn't connect to anything. Lo Mitzad HaKrivus is something that's cold, does not connect. Yisoid HaRuach, but in the Yisoid of Ruach, there's leichus v'chamimus. There's humidity in the air, there's wetness, and there's warmth, chamimus. Leichus mitzarefus, moisture causes things to stick together. V'gam chamimus mitzarefus, and heat also causes things to melt together and be cooked together and so on. V'chein, therefore, harachamim nikroim kach. Therefore, the word rachamim, again, the ches and the chaf are interchangeable. Are what? Rach v'cham. Rachmim is rach v'cham. K'mesh yizkanu, akayshi sharasha b'yayvish, harakus sharasha b'leichus. As we learned, harshness, the sharasha of harshness is in dryness, in yayvish. V'harakus and softness and gentleness, sharasha b'leichus. Its sharasha is in moisture and leichus. Harachimim shehem bebchinis yisoid haruach. So rachimim, which is, as we learned, from the yisoid of ruach, rachimim, compassion, yesh bo rachus v'chamimus. It consists of that softness, that gentleness, and chamimus, and warmth. Ze im kein davar. So this is clear. Ruach, which is hepach ha'ofar, was ofar is cold and dry. Ruach is soft and warm, wet, rather, it has that wetness and the warmth, which is rachman, which is the hepach of Achzarius, which is the opposite of Achzarius, rachman, the opposite of Achzarius. Midas Achzarius gufa mischalakis v'shloisha chalakim. The midas of Achzarius can be divided into three chalakim. Me'akriris shabofar, from the coldness of the ofar, yotze l'sug echot shal Achzarius. That causes one type of Achzarius. Me'ayoyvish shabofar, from the dryness of ofar, sug sheni shal Achzarius. It's a different type of Achzarius. We'll see. We're going to learn. Sirof Shoshnayim, and from the combination of these two, Biachad, Nolda Mida Shlishish Lazarius, there's a third Mida of Achzarius. In Asela Havin, page Chuf Chavtas, we're going to try to understand in Asela Havin, Mahem Oisem Shlosha Chelke Midas Achzarius. What are the three Chalokim of the Mida of Achzarius? We're going to try to understand. Bechlolus matzinim b'devei Chazal shloisha b'alachayim shem Achzarim. Chazal have taught us that in general there are three types of animals, three b'alachayim that are Achzarim, have been deemed by Chazal as Achzarim, cruel. Achzarim. Orev, the raven. Yala, the male deer or gazelle, or whatever it's called. And the nachash, the snake. Ha'orev achzori albonav. Chazal have taught us that the orev, the raven, is cruel to its own children. Shenemar, livnei orev asher yikro. What does that mean, livnei orev? Who's calling out to the bnei orev? What are they calling the bnei orev? What are they screaming? Well, Pirusha Mitzvot David says, "Nice and Muslim bnei orev haktanim, asher yitzaku b'avur chisaron mazon," that the little baby ravens are crying out for food because the parents are cruel to them and don't take care of them. There's that cruelness of the orev. Einem achilam. Hayala, this Yael, this gazelle, or whatever it's called. Gam hi achzaris abanei. She's also cruel to the children. Kach mafurish in the Gemara Bava Basra. Yala zu achzaris abanei, that the Yala is cruel to her children. This, when she's bending down, crouching down to give birth, she goes to do that. Where does she do that? On top of a mountain. So that the kids, that she gives birth to the kids, whatever, the little animals, that when they're born, they roll down the mountain and they die. It's not Zarius. Vani, and Hashem says, Mazmul l'nesha, Hashem sends along a nesha, an eagle, shemakabla b'knofa, that sweeps up the animal, this little baby, in its wings, v'manichu l'fanea, and places the animal down. V'moli makdim regechot, emesach regechot miyad meis. If not for this intervention, just being left up to the mother, the baby would, or whatever it's called, that calf or the baby would die. And the snake, of course, we know, Olav Nemar v'Reish Psonim Achzer, the head of the serpents, the snake is cruel, Achzer. That's that person who sugs on Achzer, a type of a snake. V'moylid esbonu v'mashlichim la'acherim, he gives birth and throws them away, throws the little ones away to somebody else. Lemirachim alayim, there's no rachmanis. I mean, the one that normally, even someone who's cruel has rachmanis on his children. It's kirachim of albanim, to have rachmanis on your own children. And these are three creatures that Chazal have identified as, and the Pasuk has identified as being cruel to their own. And normally you feel the natural thing is to have a feeling of a chibur, of a connection, of being mechubar, not being a czar to your own children. That's the healthy natural instincts of a parent, of a mother, giving birth and so on. It's the natural, normal, healthy instincts. But here we have an achzarius that even with their own children. I push it. Everyone can understand. The Chazal are emphasizing this, that there are three types, that there are three animals that are achzarium. The mezgalavem shloisha suga achzarius. That means we're talking about three types of achzarius. And there's bainim v'ham echad l'echad. Let's look at each one. Let's try to look at each one. Ha'oirev, the raven. Mahi bidiyuk achzariyusa. What is the achzarius of the raven? Mahi bidiyuk achzariyusa. Al pasuk anal is ne'oyre v'sheyikro, sh'o'elos ha'gemar gumar echtan that pasuk, stira ha'im ha'oyrev achzari al bonav alai. The Gemara asks a question that L'char would seem to point out that there's a stira. The Gemara points out that there seems to be a stira that would indicate that the Arev is not cruel, that the Arev has also rachmanis. The Gemara answers, Lekasha ha bechivri, ha beochmi. There's a difference. The Gemara says, kan bilavanim, kan bishchar. Meaning, when they're born, I don't know what this means with the birds, but when they're born, they're initially a light color, they're white. And then when they get older, they become dark like the parents. So Rashi says, when the little bird gets older, it becomes black like the mother and the father. And then the parent ravens, then they love the little one. In other words, when the little one is different from them, azar to them, Then they hate the little bird, because when the bird is born first, see, it's not their color. But people hate, the same way you have people that hate others of different color, that there are white people who hate black people and black people who hate white people and blacks who hate yellow and yellow who hate black, and so on and so forth. All of this stuff, because they're different than me. Even just the color of the skin is different. They're different from me. So when the mother and the father give birth to this little raven, in the beginning it's light colored, and they hate it because the parents, the ravens, are black, and this little one is something up, is different. And when you're a czar, when you're an outsider and you're different, so then in this world the way things are, that you're despised, you're hated. That's what Rashi is saying. Klamer b'kidnusam, they're white. B'nei ha'ayv hem levon. Shonim ha'av ha'ashoncha, different from the father was black. Lo'idonim lo'ivalkein hu soni ha'asam, and therefore, because the little ones are different when they're born, a different color, therefore the parents, soni ha'asam, the father hates, the mother hates. U'mezachzor aleim, and they're cruel to them in the beginning. Shaloi loves him, don't give him enough to eat. I'm not helping this bird out. It's different than me. It's a bird of different feathers, whatever the word is, the expression, of different color. And the teva is, in this world, you're a czar, you're a stranger, you're an outsider, you're not one of mine, this nunzer, you're not mine. I hate you. I don't have to take care of you. You're not mine. And Kishem gdelim v'nasim shchayrim. Now, once it gets older and they become shchayrim, they become dark, like their parents. B'doim l'avim, ozum rachem aleim. Then already, now the father raven, the mother raven, now they have some rach. They have some rachmanis. But when they feel that the baby is different, then they're achzarim. There's no rachmanis. There's no rachmanis. You hear what this means? I mean, it's not just between races, the hatred and the prejudices that between people, because of the differences between people, but even amongst ourselves, when somebody is different. I remember that years ago, this goes back a long time, there was an inyan that was taking place, a terrible tzar that was going on in a certain community of Jews. And I went to somebody who was from a very old and tight-knit Sephardic community to ask for some help. And this person, who I assume often is not a representative, God forbid, of the other people in this community, but this person said to me, the Lashon, that we're different than them. We take care of our own, and that's not our achrayis. Achrayis comes from the word acher. I don't have an achrayis for somebody who's different than me. And I said, different? Well, because you're a Sephardi from a particular community, therefore you're different from an Ashkenazi. You don't feel a chibur and a tziruf to other Jews just because of their background or their culture or their color? They're different than you. So that's nachzarius, you understand. There's no tziruf, there's no chibur between you. Or if a Jew has a different kind of yarmulke, or if a Jew is less religious than you or more religious than you, well, this one's a Litvak, this one's a Chassid, this one's this one's that. You see that person as being a czar, as being somebody that's different. You don't have rachmanis. You're a black raven, he's a white raven. You're a white raven, he's a black raven. Therefore, there's no rachmanis. You see that Jew as being a czar, as being michutz, as being outside. That's the sherish of achzarius. That's the meaning of achzarius. That's the meaning of the raven, of the oirev. And it's fascinating, like we see with many words in Lashon HaKodesh, that the word arvus, orev, davka means brotherhood and closeness and to be bound together, to take responsibility. That's what's called Yisrael Arevim. But the hepach of that is the orev, is the undoing of closeness, is not feeling a connection, but feeling that the other one is stranger, is outside. Okay, it's Kuflamin. We see that the deep definition, the hagdara of achzarius, of the achzarius, of the oirev, of the raven, where does it come from? Mehazarus. There's a feeling, you're different. You're different. I'm different from you. I'm different. I don't see you as me. I feel zar. I feel a strangeness towards you. I feel that you're foreign. I feel that I'm different than you. And that could lead to terrible achzarius, as we've seen. Not only how Jews have been treated, but how other minorities and so on have been treated. And how minorities also have treated other people that are different from them, and so on. The nekuda here is that feeling of zarus, of somebody who's different. We don't say that what the Germans in Yimach Shemama wasn't only with Jews. But they were going against anybody who's not like them. Who's not like them. Who they perceived as being different, as being czar. Whether you're Polish, you're a Russian, you're a gypsy, you're a homosexual. You're not like me. And that feeling of czarus, of being not like me, is already in the heart, in the cold stone heart of Amalek of Germany, that's already enough of a reason to kill. That's already a reason for achzarius, that feeling of zarus. That all who are outside of us Aryans, all of us who are outside, who are not from our club, they're all the mechutznikas, they're all outside. So it's just a matter of time until they can be treated in such a way of being cruel. That's the underlying danger in what these anti-Semites say, what this, I hate to bring her up again, but this idiot from Minnesota, what she said, that lushan that comes straight from the protocols of the elders of Zion, of the Jews, you know, not really fitting in, of Jews being outsiders, of Jews not being loyal to America, they're being loyal only to their own. That's where that comes from. This and what many people are feeling after such a thing happened, not by some redneck or some, you know, conventional anti-Semite, but from within the government itself, within the Democratic Party itself, and then there are others who are defending her. And what was originally, there was that thought, there was a havamina that didn't last long. There was a havamina that she should be condemned, and not even to say her name, though. She's the princess of the Democratic Party, but to condemn anti-Semitism, that also didn't pass. And then they came up with some nothing from the nothing of legislation against all types of hatred. But because it begins by saying that Jews are different. It begins by saying they're outside. They're not one of us. They're not loyal. They're not faithful to us. That's the beginning. And where that goes, we've already seen over history, over and over and over again, where that goes. When the Jews are felt to be are portrayed as being the perennial outsiders. They're always outside. They're not us. Where that goes? Azarias. That leads to Azarias. That goes to Azarias. And that happens b'chol, not just with Jews. That happens b'chol. We have to be careful ourselves to be so careful not to be like that. Not to have the tiniest little connection to this Achzarius of looking down upon or mistreating people that are different, even amongst ourselves, amongst Jews, even amongst Orthodox Jews, amongst religious Jews, right? And any Jew, or any human being. That doesn't mean that you have to live a certain lifestyle, but to think that, God forbid, for instance, if a person is gay, therefore that person should be mistreated, that person should be seen as somebody who's an outsider, or somebody who doesn't deserve Rachmanis, you can't have Rachmanis. Doesn't mean you agree. You understand that there's a difference with Rachmanis, somebody suffering, there's Rachmanis. To have Rachmanis on a human being. And that separation, that sense of being outside of you, ultimately, over time, over history, has led over and over again to Achzarius, to being cruel. Yesh Odom, on page Kuf Lamed, the fourth line. That's what he's saying. Azarus Chol Kan, Ki Lo Matim Lo, Hofuch Men, when you feel someone doesn't stim with you, someone's the opposite of you. Yesh Odom Pagesh Echad Mikanada. Sometimes a person, an Israeli, an Eretz Yisrael, meets somebody from Canada who is Ilo. And the person is strange to you, to the Israeli. Loki ain't a matim lo, eloki hum medina acheres. Not because you couldn't get along, just the mere fact that he's from Canada, he's a Canadian, and you're an Israeli. Gamzes sug shel zaris. That already creates a certain boundary or border that separates. I'm from Eretz Yisrael, and this person's from Canada. But, you know, you see what goes on by these college football games and these teams that I remember, you know, UCLA is playing against whatever, I don't know, Buffalo, Christ, whatever these teams are, but they play each other, or baseball, the Mets and the Yankees, that it's seen as being a hepach, that there's zarim, that the mam is completely strange and different. It's a sug shel zaris. Now here with the raven, these are the raven's children. Madua efo lachzori aleim. So why is the raven being cruel to its children? And they say, enim damalai. The answer is because their children are not like him. So let's take this another step, a painful step. But what happens in a situation where you have parents where the child is not like them? The child makes different choices. Parents are very firm and the kid is not firm, doesn't want to be firm. Or the parents are very firm of a certain type and the kid wants to be different. The parents are chassidim and the kid wants to be a litvak. The parents are litvak, the kid wants to be a chassid. Different. The parents are firm, the kid doesn't want to be religious at all. Or how many times I've seen this where the kids become religious and the parents are not, and there's all kinds of animosity and anger. Why? Bizarre. Different. It's different. It's not what I counted on. I wanted my kid to be like me. I wanted to produce carbon copies of myself that I'd be able to bring up in such a way that they would be able to accomplish all the stuff that I messed up, that they'd be able to be good at. And it turns out that my kid's not like me. My kid has different interests. My kid wants to learn. Or in another situation, my kid does not feel like staying and learning. That's not his thing. Right? Both of these situations. So in the case of the parents who never wanted their kid to get so serious about learning, the kid is very serious about learning, there's that feeling of failure and of anger and so on. And the other way, where all I wanted is that my kid should be learning Torah, but my kid instead decided to go to work or to go to school or something. And again, there's that feeling of the child being outside, of being nichutz. So what Chazal is telling us is that the raven is cruel as long as the baby is different. But if the baby is just like me, then already there's rachmanis. Yeah, if my child is like me, then there's rachmanis. So we're living a very deep Indian now. They're white and the father raven is black. Once they become black, so they were going in the old days. It said, you know, the Germans that was already even there. They it wasn't shy for them to go there. But there were times that we were offered to convert. And if we become like you, then we could live. If we become like you, then you'll accept us. We can become part of civilization. If Jews convert to Christianity, we can become like you. We can become like you, and then you'll have rachmanis. So there are many Jews in history that they converted because they desperately were seeking some rachmanis on the part of the anti-Semites. So the thought was that if I convert, I become like you, then you'll have rachmanis. And Lamaise, that is the usual mahalach. We see the raven does have rachmanis when the baby becomes like the parent. But with Jews, it hasn't been so. The world hasn't been so kind. Even if we convert. God forbid. And even if we try to become like the guy and they hate us even more. It didn't help. It doesn't help. It never helped. So no rachmanis. You're different. Why? So you went through this conversion and you converted to Christianity and you spritzed yourself with some water and the galach said a couple of words. Now all of a sudden you're like us. You're not like us. You're not like us. You're different. You're an outsider. You're a wandering Jew. You're outside. You're outside. You're not inside. Zuhi ha'achzarius shabo mehanigudim. This is achzarius that comes from nigudim, from conflict, from contradictions, from differences. And the root of this, the source of this, comes from the coldness in the yisoid of Ofer. Cold meaning separate, distinct. With this krirus, as we learned, there's no chibur, there's no connection. It's cold, it's ice, everything is to itself. So you can have between groups of chassidim. They all believe in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. They all believe in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, but this one is this type of chassid. I don't want to start saying which type. This one is this type of chassid, and this one's another type of chassid. There could already be a whole inning between them. There could be all kinds of fights and all kinds of things on them. that even though these both of these Hasidim signed up for the Baal Shem Tov, and they all both believe in the Baal Shem Tov, but they could still have an achzarius towards each other, chas v'chalila, because we're different. We're different. There are certain differences between the Hasidim. There are differences. Al Haskama v'kama, you have someone that's a dati lumi, and this one is a yeshivish, is a charedi, whatever. Chassid, a yeshivish person, and the dati lumi is already michutz. And the dati lumi sees the chassid, and the yeshivish person is being michutz outside. And that can lead to different types of achzarias. There are schools in Israel, they don't let svadim in. They try, first they were doing it officially, then unofficially, that they're doing everything they can not to allow svadim in. Yeshivas that will not allow svadim in. Yeah, how do you, it's painful to talk about it. And b'chlal, how the svadim were mistreated in Israel in the early years of the state, it's a very sad parasha. How the Taimanim, especially how they were treated, but not just the Taimanim, but other Svadim, how they were mistreated in Eretz Yisrael by Jews. Because there's this feeling that they're just distinct, they're separate, they're different. That could lead to terrible achzarias. All right, nobody, God forbid, is going to hurt anybody else. But there are other ways of hurting. This kid's not accepted to the school. You haven't hurt that child. You haven't hurt the family. There are all types of achzarias, not just German achzarias. There's all types of achzarias, different levels of achzarias. So Jews could be with each other, chas v'shalom. Why? Because somebody is different. You're black and he's white. You wear a black cap. He wears a white shirt. You wear a white yarmulke. He wears a black yarmulke. So that already entitles you to feel he's michutz, he's zar, and that can lead to achzarias. In both directions, can lead to achzarias. This comes from nigudim. That's what he's talking about. The sherish of this is achzarias is krivish to be set off, the coldness to be set off. All right, Mishnah, we'll continue this next time. What we're up to here, but the achzarias that come is from the Yisoid of Ofer, in the middle of page Kuflam. Kirishad Alechta Ginshavas.